Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Okay, shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. We mentioned this week's Torah portion is Parshat Masai, and we spoke about how in there it goes through different travels that the Jewish people did while they were in the desert. I want to give you a different angle on it now. There's a certain, I forget who says it, but someone points out that if you look at the first words of this week's Torah portion, Ela Masai Bnei Yisrael, you find that the first letter of each of those words is Ela, is Aleph, first letter is Aleph, Masai, first letter is Mem, Bnei, first letter is Bet, Yisrael, first letter is Yud. And we find that these are actually the first letters of the different exile nations of the Jewish people. Or I should say of Jewish history, the exile nations of Jewish history, the nations that had control over the place where the Beit HaMikdash, where the temple is supposed to be, ever since there was a temple there, right? So for example, Bavel, Babylonia, destroyed the first temple, and then the first exile nation, and then Paras Madai took over from them. Paras Madai was, I don't want to go into it now, but basically Persia took over from them. That's Madai. Madai is the letter Mem, right? That's also where the whole story, the Purim story, took place. And then you had Yavan, Greece. Then you had Greece, and that's when the Hanukkah story took place, right? And that's Yavan, the Yud. And then also the Aleph is Edom. Edom is the Roman world that took over, that destroyed the second temple, the second Beit HaMikdash, which is the exile that we are still in today. And so this is, why is this hint here? So I think the principle is very simple. There's a principle in Judaism, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim, that the actions of the, what happens to the ancestors is a sign to come for the descendants. And so this is the idea, to recognize that, to recognize firstly this cool idea that's hinted to in the Torah, and also to recognize that we are part of an unfolding process of Jewish history. It's not a bunch of random events that happen to occur, but these things are set into motion as at least of options of what can happen from the ultimate designer, capital D. So cool idea there, I thought I would share. Bless you all with a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.